You're listening to 90 Day Soulmate with the Relationship Engineers, Jim Golnick and Lisette Guevara, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to 90 Day Soulmate with Lisette
and Jim.
We are so thankful to be able to bring you this show today.
Thank you.
So we're trying to show our gratitude for being able to have the possibility of bringing the information that we feel is interesting, exciting, maybe even helpful to an audience that can tune in if they feel like it. Right?
Yes.
And forever, this may be on the internet somewhere to help somebody somewhere. Just one person gets help. Even if it's us, we feel good.
Yeah. It's enough.
It's enough. So today's show is A Course in Gratitude for a Longer, Happier, Healthier, and More Emotionally Fulfilling Life. Hey, it's going to be on Talk Radio, LA Talk Radio, on 9 p.m. on Sunday night, April 20th. That will be the live show of it. In any case, so this is our show on gratitude. And the piece about gratitude helping people live longer and healthier, it changes the stress level in your life. It changes who you are. It changes, therefore, how you interact with other people. Mm-hmm. And it changes the outcomes. Do you know that?
Yeah, of course.
So here I'm going to do a little bit from our course we put together here, A Course in Gratitude. It's not just a feel-good emotion. It's a proven psychological and physiological tool that enhances well-being. Research in positive psychology has repeatedly demonstrated that people who regularly practice gratitude experience greater levels of happiness, stronger relationships, improved health, and even longer lives. That's from an Emmons and McCullough study of 2003. This course will aim to guide you in understanding and practicing gratitude in tangible, meaningful ways that connect your inner world with your outer world, the people around you, and the external miracles of life. So what drew maybe people to wanting to know more about gratitude? What do you think is, what's, you've heard about it?
No. So I guess it's an attitude. So being grateful is an attitude. If you set your mind and your attitude in this way, you can feel more relaxed and also humble in the life, because you start to recognize how many resources that we have is sometimes we ignore about that.
And I guess sometimes we think we do it all. We are successful because of ourselves, and we sometimes don't show the gratitude of all the people that helped us, all the teachers that we learned from, parents, friends, family, and others. That the ability to actually get out of the house. Oh, a house. Thank you for whoever learned how to build a home. We're not living in a cave.
And also yourself, because you need to recognize your effort to achieve something. Sometimes we our penalty yourself, you know. Oh, I know achieve enough. I know the enough. Mm. Come on. So you need to also recognize yourself, recognize others about how many resource we have, and we need to be thank you for that.
That there are all these resources around us waiting for the opportunity for us to utilize them. Sometimes we have to go seek them out. Sometimes we have to dig into the ground and get them. Sometimes we got to find a friend who knows something that we don't know. Maybe we're building a website. But there are all these resources around us that if we don't even begin to understand what's there. We were just talking about this just before the show, is that if you are looking to grow in a certain way, let's say you're about to buy a piece of property to build on, and you don't know anything about it, and you don't know anything about building, you don't know anything about land, what can you do? You start to research property. Is this in a flood zone? Oh, why is that important? Do I have to worry about the property getting flooded out? What could be in the property? Say you're buying a farmland. Is it even possible to grow material here? What could be in the land? Did anyone find oil nearby? Is this Texas? Am I buying land that has oil under it? That you can see just a piece of land, but when you start looking into the resources that are already in that land, the only way to know what's there is to learn, right? To learn more about, and that's either personally learn or bring an expert. Now, Lizette's not an expert on land, but she's an expert on finding experts.
Yeah, no, so the point is you can have the attitude to see, oh, it's a piece of land, it's nothing there.
Right.
Versus, wow, it's a piece of land, we have many resources in there.
We just don't know there yet.
So it's your attitude to see the opportunity can be, and sometimes people is blank because, oh, it's no building, it's no tree, it's nothing here. So it's no value, it's value.
Sometimes we do not see the opportunity, the resources that are right in front of our eyes because we don't spend the time researching many subjects that may be boring to us, but to understand the things we don't understand. When we don't understand anything, we don't see anything. This goes back to psychology. You only recognize what you understand. If you don't understand it, you can look at something and go, there's nothing there, yeah. Right? The air. Oh, there's nothing there. Wait a minute. There's oxygen. There's nitrogen. There's pollen. There's dust.
Yeah. So
it's not just empty.
It depends how you see around and also how you acting, because you can maybe lose opportunity because it's a lot of effort. How I can search this? Oh, no. I want to have some video that somebody told me. I don't want to read because I don't have time.
I want to get a body that looks like I've exercised without exercising.
Exactly. Right? Take a pill.
Right. I don't want to do all that studying to get a degree in something that is valuable. I don't want to go to work at 8 o'clock in the morning because, oh, it's so much effort. And then a year later, we're like, why? Why is my life so difficult?
Why I stay in the same position in the company? Because you do the same every day.
That's
no
true.
No more effort.
But the positive thing, let's talk about positive things.
Yeah.
Positive thing, the power of gratitude. Gratitude is scientifically linked to higher happiness, better health, stronger relationships. I'm going to flip the page here and, oh, we're going to back to now benefits. Mm-hmm. You want to know benefits? This is always a good thing, right? So what are the benefits of expressing gratitude? There are five. Actually, there's many, but we chose to focus on five because this is in keeping with the way we go about many of our books, many of our research. We try to look at five things. We look at mental, emotional, physical, spiritual, and psychosocial benefits, or those five categories or dimensions of the human. Right, so we look at those things. So what are those five benefits in those areas? Let's look at that here. So again, here are the five areas: mental, physical, emotional, spiritual, and psychosocial. And we'll actually explain what each of those things mean as we explain the benefits. The benefits in gratitude mentally are: reduces symptoms of depression and anxiety.
Yeah.
We've been talking about that for a long time. Feeling gratitude speaking gratitude helps you mentally. It enhances life satisfaction and self-esteem. By feeling and giving gratitude to others and other things and the world around you, lets you actually feel gratitude for yourself. And that's one of the first things with gratitude, is you need to be thankful of yourself.
Yeah. And sometimes people feel that something bad happened. So maybe you have some bad relationship and you feel, oh, this is a really toxic. And you can see in the past, if you keep going living, maybe you break up with this person, but you're always say, oh, was it terrible?
Yeah.
You never be thank you. Maybe this experience you grew up and learn and know who you are right now. So that is the way that you cannot live in the past, because many depression is coming because your mind is running
right.
And your past and the negative situation. So if something is bad, so you don't have to do nothing to change. And second, you have to say thank you, because that is the way that you learn, understand, and not feel bad feeling for this person or situation.
If you can learn from it. Like, I learned that what attracted me to this person may have been the wrong thing. I learned that this type of person who initially attracts me may not be the person or type that I want to end up with in a long-term relationship. I learned not just all men or all women are the same, but there are certain types of men and women, and when I'm interested in one, I have to understand what their type is, and I have to understand and learn early on. If I understand I've learned something rather than just it's all their fault and I'm a good person, maybe part of the problem is you.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
me. Mm-hmm. We yeah, all
yeah.
have.
Right? It's 50-50. So something that you can do is see yourself, learn, and say thank you. Thank you for do that. Now I am a better person.
And the third part mm-hmm. of gratitude and mental health is it helps promote cognitive reframing. It reframes your mind to shift a focus from lack to abundance, that there is resources or that there are resources abundantly around for your able to use, that you're able to use. And when you recognize there are all these things rather than I have nothing, look at what you do have. And maybe you have very little, but I think something we've discussed, some of the people on earth that have the least amount have the most gratitude. And they have the most gratitude for what they do have and for the relationships they have with others. And some of the people that have the most things are the most depressed. They're on social media. Oh, it's so terrible. It's so awful. And it's like this thing that we don't understand. And a lot of this has to do with, I'll say, I don't want to say older, younger, but let's just say people who have more opportunity sometimes feel overwhelmed and that there's no possibility. There's so much possibility, there's no possibility.
Yeah, blind your option, yeah.
So one of the things we suggest for mental gratitude is to journal, write down some things that you're thankful for example. Journaling has been shown to reduce depressive symptoms in patients that are undergoing mental health therapy, and that's from Seligman in 2005. Wow, that's a lot to start off with. Why don't we come back and get into physical, emotional, spiritual, mm-hmm. and psychosocial health when we come back in 90 Day Soulmate.
Tired of attracting the wrong type of guy, it was time to give something else a try. She got her computer and started to plan and created a process to find her man. Soon she went on a perfect date. And then she knew it must be fate. In just 90 days, that is all it took. How she found her match? It is in the book.
90 Day Soulmate is brought to you by 90 Day Solutions. Victoria experiences the past, present, and future while sleeping. Will she be able to decipher the mystery of the symbols, messages, and images of her dreams before it is too late? Discover the lives she lives while Victoria dreams. Welcome back to 90 Day Soulmate with Lizette.
And Jim.
Today we're talking about a course in gratitude. We were just talking about mental health benefit of gratitude. Gratitude reduces anxiety and boosts self-esteem. And we talked about how journaling helps therapy patients. Next, we talked about getting into another one of the, what did we call it? Dimensions of gratitude. How about physical health benefit of gratitude? It improves sleep and immunity. example, heart patients improved their health markers by showing gratitude. What else do we have? Lowers blood pressure and improves sleep quality. It boosts the immune symptoms. Wow. I wish it helps. Does gratitude help with speech? I am thankful that I can speak so well.
You see, I don't speak well, but I stay here. So maybe because 90 Day Solution sponsored this show.
That's it.
That reason I have to be here.
It must be the chain that's on her leg under the table. But that's what it is. So it boosts immune system function. All right, there we go. It reduces chronic pain symptoms in individuals with neuromuscular condition. An example, we talked about the heart patients who practice gratitude exhibited improved biomarkers, and that's from a study of 2015 by Mills. So that's one. Let's continue on. How about emotional health? Gratitude enhances resilience and optimism. For example, grief is eased by remembering shared joy. So maybe personal grief, maybe loss of a loved one, when you meet with friends and relatives at a funeral or thereafter, you remember the shared joy that you all had with that person, and it can help in your strength and support after the passing and in your time of grief.
Yeah.
So gratitude for the good that you had with the person. And that's a lot of times why people have a little speech at, you know, the eulogy is, hey, what are all the good things that you remember? It's a way for you to not just feel the sadness, but also remember the impact. Like you talked about the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, this is different than a breakup. This is, you know, a grieving situation. Not that relationships don't leave you grieving, but this is loss of life. And in so, you look at the benefit of having have had the time with that person, the shared joy that you had with that person.
So when you mentioned the funeral, so half a ritual is really helpful.
Yes.
So you can do your own ritual for any situation, and then you do thank you and your ritual. So you can create this scenario to release your pain.
And religion is set up to make use of. And we're going to actually talk about how religion leverages gratitude within its structure to help its congregation, members, people, the organization feel tighter and actually feel more of a sense of betterment through the religion. And this is some of the benefit of religion.
And the human, for historical, you know, and the, maybe 5,000 years ago, 10,000 years ago, have a ritual like running around the fire, doing something. This is a ritual. So it's the one way that you do physical something to connect to your spiritual and mind.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And we will talk about ritual as well.
Okay.
You know, it's in here. It's in here. Let's go on to the emotional health. Where did we go there? We did talk about the emotional health, but we had additional things. Increases resilience and emotional regulation, strengthens feelings of joy, contentment, and optimism, and builds psychological buffer against stress. So gratitude helps counteract stress, but it also helps. It's basically you're washing and cleansing your mind. There's somebody who talked about pulling weeds from your garden. Gratitude helps plant seeds of hope, helps plant seeds of happiness within that garden of your mind, so you're not overtaken by the weeds of despair. What's next? So how about spiritual health? Deepens a sense of purpose and belonging. It also fosters awe and purpose. Dawn prayer reconnects a grieving parent. So having a ritual, maybe every morning, making a prayer to either God or your higher power or to the universe that's connecting you with the soul of your loved one, and recognizing them and showing gratitude to having that life with them, maybe that reconnection can help you in your time of grieving. Onward with that, it facilitates forgiveness and grace by showing gratitude for your spirit when you can show grace to somebody who maybe has hurt you. It can strengthen you in your spiritual sense. And it deepens a sense of purpose and belonging through that. Let's go on, if you don't mind. Psychosocial. So we talk about psychosocial. Let me just talk about, first of all, benefit boosts empathy and connection. Empathy with others and connection with others. Psychosocial, our kind of definition of it in the way we're using it, is it is kind of like how we are so connected to those around us, especially with our, excuse me as I lean out of the frame, with our cell phones, and we're talking to people daily on an ongoing basis. So we have almost part of our psyche, part of our brain is that social connection. We long for a social connection. We want to have social connection. Family, friends, society, those who agree with us on social media platforms.
So the way that you know how is somebody is you looking for, oh, posting in the last 3 days something is alive, is okay, is eating some pizza. Okay, so you know, call the person to know how you are, because I see you that you are eating, and maybe pass a year you not talk with your friend because you just see in the social media, you know.
So have you ever seen people in social media that they're always writing nasty things? Not like there's just arguments. So some people take to social media with just arguments all the time.
And it's fascinating for many people.
It is. On the other hand, there are some people who try to post only good stuff. Mm-hmm. Gratitude-filled things on social media. If you decide, hey, you know what? I'm not going to counter anybody's opinion anymore. I'm just going to post positive things. And I'm going to write about what a beautiful spring day it is today. How little Joey just did wonderful in his karate class.
Yeah, but a human being need to have feedback.
Feedback.
So you posted good something. Feedback. You posting something that you expect that somebody like or somebody wrote something.
Yeah.
So that's the second part that people become in the.
Some feedback with each other.
Yeah, and then make a discussion because I don't agree with your picture in the sun. Song has to be in the corner left if you put the song
It wasn't sunny today. How can you post a picture of the sun?
Exactly.
Oh, you're false information.
Yeah,
misinformation.
So it's so much.
I'm reporting you to Facebook.
Yeah, it's an appropriate song.
where I would go with that is if you decide that, hey, for this next month, I'm going to post positive things, support my friends. I'm not going to get into an argument that's not a winnable argument because everyone has their opinion. Remember this expression, and maybe you didn't have this expression, but as a child, it was, if you have nothing good to say, then don't say anything at all, right?
Yeah.
So, because it's very unlikely you're going to change somebody's opinion, but it's very likely that if you say something nice to somebody, it's going to brighten their day.
Yeah. But if you have a lot of emotion poison, you want to spray.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the benefits of psychosocial gratitude. It enhances empathy and reduces aggression. It strengthens relationships and community ties, as well as it promotes pro-social behaviors like kindness, cooperation, and altruism. Give without expecting something in return.
Mm-hmm.
So gratitude in these methods where you say, let me be positive, helps promote connection. And maybe that's kind of what we need in society, are more people who are promoting connection rather than argument.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Facebook shouldn't even allow arguments. Now, that would be bad too, because then you can't argue with misinformation. But the question is, are you arguing with misinformation, like what you're posting is misinformation, or are you trying to counter misinformation? What's true and what's not? You know what? Let's not try to offend anybody.
Facebook is a tool, you know? Shame the human being.
But and by the way, Facebook is no longer a sponsor of our show, so we now they never were anyway. I don't think we can use their thing. So where are we here? So let us continue on with the top 10 things. You want a top 10 things?
Sure.
Top 10 things people are grateful for. So if you're looking at, well, what could I possibly be grateful for? There's nothing that makes me feel happy that I'm thankful for. Here are the top 10. You ready? Mm-hmm. There are two ways to look at it. Look at internally for health, growth, and resilience. Those are areas to look at. And the other would be external to you, would be family, shelter, and nature. Like, what do you often take for granted? So now let's get into the top 10. You ready? Internally, good health, number one. Personal growth, number two. Emotional resilience, grateful for the ability to come back from setbacks. Faith or spirituality, grateful for having faith or spirituality and being able to connect that way with the universe. Strength through adversity. So if you understand that you're going to have challenges, but the challenges you make you stronger, right? What doesn't kill you
and also
makes you
understand
stronger.
This statement remind my grandmother that she have 98 years old.
Yeah.
And when something bad in the family happened, she say, okay, we wanna pass a period time with suffering this, the life keep going. So she know that something happened, but the life may be coming back again in the same way.
So I think you said this, is that she would have like a period of grieving and then say, that's it, it's done.
Mm-hmm.
The grieving is over. We need to be resilient and come back because I can't be stuck in this grieving. And I know the other story, which maybe we will or will not share, but we'll do it at some other time. The point is that adversity, challenges do hit us. We have to understand there is a process of grieving, dealing with that, but understanding that if we can learn something from that, we can come back stronger.
And it's temporary. That's
temporary.
So the grieving is temporary. It's not eternal.
How about the external then? Let's go to the external gratification. Gratification? Gratitude. Gratification. That could be external, but let's go to gratitude. Family. Be gratitude. You should show thanks for your family. Now, maybe you have a tough time with your family, right?
Everybody has.
But maybe you learned from that how to deal with difficult people.
Mm-hmm.
I learned how to deal with difficult people from my family.
You know, and you make us strong to handle difficult in office when different way.
Absolutely. Friends. Be thankful for your friends.
Mm-hmm. And you pick your friends, by the way.
You do.
It's not a destiny.
That's true. Be thankful for your shelter and home, no matter what it is. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Thankful for nature and the environment. So this is stuff all external.
Yeah.
Nature and environment. Look around. You know, we were looking at bees this morning and flowers and dandelions as we were out in the yard. And you're like, these dandelions. I'm like, then I'm thinking, well, we can eat the dandelions, right? You can eat the plant.
I can put it for salad today.
Yeah, no, because I sprayed them. You don't want to put them in the salad. Or do you?
Next week, we have a different show.
90 Day Soulmate with Lizette.
And me.
Opportunities. Thankful for opportunities. Education, work, maybe even the freedom to choose what you do. Right? So, what external blessings feels most abundant in your life right now? Those are some of the things you should be grateful for. Show gratitude.
Yeah.
When we come back, we'll talk more about gratitude on 90 Day Soulmate.
Tired of attracting the wrong type of guy, it was time to give something else a try. She got her computer and started to plan and created a process to find her man. Soon she went on a perfect date. And then she knew it must be fate. In just 90 days, that is all it took. How she found her match? It is in the book.
90 Day Soulmate is brought to you by 90 Day Solutions.
Victoria experiences the past, present and future while sleeping? Will she be able to decipher the mystery of the symbols, messages, and images of her dreams before it is too late? Discover the lives she lives while Victoria dreams. Welcome back to A Course in Gratitude with Lizette
and Jim
on 90 Day Soulmate on LA Talk Radio, or the internet, depending on where you pick us up. Now that you are convinced gratitude is something that you should grab hold on, ride, and use to your benefit, to your betterment, to feeling happier, to having healthier and more connected, a healthier and more connected life. Mm-hmm. So now that you feel that gratitude, yep, I want to do it. How do we do it? Let's look. Again, we're going to look at five different ways of expressing gratitude. And we're going to look at mental, emotional, physical,
spiritual,
and psychosocial. Mm-hmm. You ready? Ready for this?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. And we have to bring up the little list. Mental, physical, emotional, spiritual, and psychosocial. If you can't see those little emblems there that are next to it, those little icons, mental has a brain, physical has a muscle, emotional has a heart, spiritual has the stars in the universe, and psychosocial are two hands shaking, but they're in the shape of a heart. So that's what those little symbols are. Let's talk about mental ways. So here are how to express gratitude mentally. Daily reflection. So this is done by yourself. Daily reflection and mindful awareness of blessings. Creating mental list of what went well each day. So you're really doing this thinking about it. Yeah, I guess we could do that. This is a great idea. Mm-hmm. I'm grateful you're with me.
You're welcome.
Mental expression, thought lists, silent appreciation. So what thoughts made today better? What else? What three thoughts helped you reframe today in a more positive light? Now, when does this come in handy? And so here's an example. A commuter stuck in traffic begins mentally thanking the workers who maintain the roads, the car that runs reliably, and the podcast that fills the time. Maybe you're listening to this in your car. Over time, the same traffic becomes less frustrating because you begin to look at a traffic jam as a way to do some self-improvement, some gratitude sharing with yourself. So you don't dread the gridlock. Mm. Maybe you're going, oh, I wish I can be delayed today so I can listen to more 90 Day Soulmate with Lizette.
And Jim.
Or some other thing. So if you have things you can do in those situations that usually frustrate you, like, you know what, I'm going to think of positive things. I'm going to listen to a podcast. I'm going to learn a language. I'm going to think about what I want to cook tonight. That those things can lead you to, hey, I am actually going to show gratitude for all these things rather than think of how stressed I am that I can't get the car moving. Some things you can change.
Yeah.
Some things you can't change. You might not be able to change the road ahead of you, but you can change your mind.
And make a list and document is really helpful. People don't like to do. Think, you know, I have everything in my mind. No, roll, because really when you put in paper, you can have better view.
You do. And that's partly the physical aspect of. So you're mentally doing it. Now you're getting into physical. But when we're talking about showing physical gratitude, we're talking about something a little different, which is actually how do you show gratitude towards others? Smiling, helping others, acts of service, writing thank you notes to people, helping someone with a task. For instance, a teacher begins each week by writing one thank you note to a colleague, parent, or student. The culture of appreciation spreads and the school sees improved morale. So maybe you're doing something to show gratitude yourself and others feel different and they go, you know, I want to do that too. So maybe you can make a change at work or at school. You want to go on to the third? So that was physically, you know, a physical act. So another is emotional expression. Heartfelt words, forgiveness. Now you're actually sharing on an emotional level with somebody. Expressing appreciation in heartfelt conversations. Practicing forgiveness. So that's one. So an example would be, after a heated argument with his son, a father wrote a letter apologizing and thanking him for being honest. This small emotional gesture helped repair their trust. It also will help the child or the son still discuss things that may be difficult with his father, because he'll realize that even though they had an argument, that in the end, the father was thankful for the child maybe arguing with the father to get to the point where they had a better understanding. If the father had not written the thank you note for the child expressing their difference of opinion, they might have both walked away angry and then never wanted to have a discussion about that subject again.
And again, make a more humble your attitude, because people feel they say thank you is touch your arrogant feeling, so you feel weak. And this is something that many people say, why you don't say thank you for this stuff, you know?
Because then you, yeah, I understand what you just said there, is that, like, if I'm arrogant, if I'm thanking you, that means I've received something from you, which means you filled me with something that I didn't have before. Maybe it was knowledge, maybe it was a new idea, maybe it was, oh, I had to recognize that I was maybe not correct in what I was saying or doing. Mm-hmm. And by thanking the other person for having that discussion, or for helping you, or for something, showing the gratitude can make you feel
weak.
It makes you feel weak if you don't have a good self-concept. But what it actually does is it makes you stronger, because it recognizes the connection we have with others. And with others, we are stronger. When you say, I don't need others, you become that weak, separate person who may be seen as arrogant.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for bringing that up.
You're welcome.
See how it works? So let's go on to spiritual. We'll move on to that next. Spiritual expression of gratitude, prayer, meditation, sacred rituals. Engaging in sacred or contemplative practices is a way of showing gratitude. A grieving parent begins each day with a sunrise prayer, not for answers, but simply to give thanks for the presence of love, even in loss. And that's tough.
Mm-hmm.
Because you may want to shut something out of your life. You might want to shut the memory out of your life. But if you say, the person was with us a short time, and I really appreciate the opportunity to have had that time with them, the times I had, the joy we had, the things we experienced together, and I really want to express my thanks. And it can be thanks to the universe. And something that I said years ago was, prayer is not because there's some giant spiritual being out there that needs to hear our prayer, but it's for us to give the prayer. The biggest benefit of prayer is to the person giving the prayer. Now, we pray partly because we want to share our feelings with the universe. It connects us to the universe. It connects us to God. It connects us to the universe, but more so, it connects us to people who feel that they're not out there singularly, that they're somehow are connected to each other. And that piece of being able to get that off our chest may help reduce our own anxiety, our own depression, and it may make us a little vulnerable, but it may allow others to connect with us, to give us their support, and actually make us feel more loved and have more happiness.
And also, I just, in my personal pray, when I feel so good when I just say thank you before I go to bed, versus, oh, I need something, because people use the pray for at least a checklist of a requirement.
Yeah.
So if you watch it yourself and say, pray when you need something versus pray when you say thank you, tell me why you feel better.
I think you're right. I think it's the thank is when you thank for, and you understand that your prayer for, you know, I think if you're praying for something, mm-hmm. you're feeling you don't have it, and so you feel like you're missing something. Whereas if you are thankful for what you have, you feel you have, and maybe you can recognize that even the things you don't have, if you can understand that maybe you do have them, like maybe they are coming to me, that I am receiving them. If you are in the abundance, right, if you're living in abundance rather than in scarcity, you feel there is endless resources in the world, right? And there's the opportunities that are all around us that maybe we're not recognizing, just like that land when we talked about at the beginning of the show, is that if we don't understand what could be the resources, we then don't understand the abundance around us. And part of understanding that abundance around us is for us to learn more. It's also to be connected more with others who may know more about that resource than us. Mm-hmm. When we have a problem with our car, we can just try to figure it out ourselves, or we can go to a mechanic. Yes, maybe it costs money, but then maybe you can be specialized in what you do, and you can learn more about what you do, and then you become very valuable in what you do, and you can help that mechanic out when they need help. But the point is that the resource is there either for you to learn or for someone to help you. It's just, how do we access it? Sometimes it's a matter of time.
And maybe you stop complain, and not see the opportunity in the mm-hmm. situation. So again, change the word. It's not a problem, it's a situation.
It is. Find out how to do it on YouTube and buy what you need on Amazon and return it before the credit card bill becomes due. I'm not recommending that. It's a joke. That's how I operate on myself all the time.
Yeah.
No, that's not true. Let's go into psychosocial. How about that? Psychosocial expression. Community support and recognition of others. That's gratitude, showing others in the community. Thanking the police officer who rescued the young child from the river. Thanking the people who go out and bring meals to the elderly. Maybe even doing that yourself, volunteering. When you participate in community services or support groups, that's a psychosocial way of connecting with those around you. It's connecting you psychologically and your brain to others who you'll feel a camaraderie with and feel a connection to. And it shows your gratitude to your community.
And so in this high statistic about Denmark, they have many, it's almost the high number of community health orders.
Okay.
Because they have a lot of bad weather, some kind of depression, the people participate voluntarily. It's amazing, the number. So they discover it helped a lot.
And so that's the number one thing. If you're suffering with anxiety, depression, you're sad, and you just don't know what to do about it, I think one of the things that we've recommended in the past is volunteer for something. Number one, it gets you out of your own mind a little bit. It gets you into the helping of someone else. It gets you connected with other people who are also helping those other people, or whatever the situation is. Maybe it's helping puppies. Maybe it's helping people. Maybe it's helping young children who don't have somebody to help them. Like they have a one-parent household, and you decide you're going to coach, or you're going to tutor, or you're just going to help watch after school while their parents working. That if you give to your local community,
your mind starts to stop thinking in yourself and thinking others.
And then you think maybe how grateful you are for what you have when you see and recognize what others
mm-hmm.
don't.
Mm-hmm.
And we try to teach our children this. We may not be successful all the time, but in trying to teach them this, we learn it ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So part of the benefit of teaching what we try to teach is we learn new ways of dealing with our own challenges in life. So acknowledging and appreciating the contribution of others in a social setting is another way to connect. An example, a group of neighbors organize monthly potlucks where each person gives a word of thanks for someone else's effort in the community. I think this happens a lot in churches, mm-hmm. Other religious settings. I believe that happens a lot there. I think as we get and draw to the end of this program, there's so much more that we had to talk about, paths of gratitude, different things we can do to show it, different ways of expressing different things. We wanted to go back to the land, right? Back to the land. But before we get there, let's do our final takeaways. Gratitude improves the mind, the body, the spirit. It improves our mental health, our physical health, our spiritual health, our emotional health, and our psychosocial health. What will you commit to moving forward to show your gratitude to yourself, to the universe, to your community? And understand that that will bring long-term benefits, not only to yourself, but as you pay it forward and others learn from your actions, it can bring long-term change to those around you.
Yeah.
Our final slide. Infinite gratitude. We want to develop infinite gratitude. When you see infinite resources, and we talked about through connecting with others who know about certain things or learning more yourself, when you see that there are these infinite resources around you, you can also recognize that there are infinite possibilities for these resources, and that can equal infinite opportunities, such as you go to buy that piece of land or you're interested in, I want to do something with land, what can I do with it? And you can do what? Farm. You can build a home. You can build a home or a series of homes. You can build a set of condos. Oh, but how do I do that? The point is, there are people who do this. They have taken time to get to learn how to do it. My great-grandfather and some of his children were farmers. So they farmed hundreds and hundreds of acres of land. And I can hardly grow a garden. But the point is that they looked at land as an opportunity to grow and cultivate and then sell those goods to the local community. And that's how they earned their money. And that's how they mm-hmm. felt very, very good. And they're also giving back to the community. They're taking land in an area where people need to eat. They're growing food, selling it to the community. They're making some money and giving people food. So they're specialized in farm. But...
And
maybe it's a developer. And a developer comes up and says, I'm going to build housing. I'm going to build apartments. I'm going to build townhomes. I'm going to do this. And they have specialized knowledge in that.
How you make a parking lot so people can put their car there. And you just receive money for...
That's it. Just a parking lot.
Yeah.
And it's near the train station. So it's at a parking lot.
Low maintenance. You don't have to worry.
I'm going to put a camera, not a camera here, a projector here, and you can park your car anywhere, and we'll have an outdoor drive-in theater. Okay, you don't do that today. But, or and, Lizette always says and I have to learn. I'm thankful for her to help me in this way. That specialized knowledge in different things will help us see what those resources are in something that we wouldn't see unless we understood, which will allow us to recognize what's there. And we can either recognize that we need someone else's help and try to get that help, or we can research and learn. We can go to school. We can read books. We can go to Google, go to YouTube, learn how to do something. Again, buy that stuff on Amazon, have it delivered tomorrow, and by the third day, we can be doing something we've never done before in our life. I want to change the battery in my car, a light in my car. I want to put in a new outlet. I want to do some kind of carpentry. We can learn it, and we can do it. The infinite resources and the ability to get them today
It's with action.
It's with action, doing something. And also it takes a little bit of self-confidence, and you can build self-confidence and self-concept by being grateful. Gratitude can bring us to a new level of understanding of ourselves, of the world around us, and the others that we share this universe with. Thank you for listening to 90 Day Soulmate with Lizette
and Jim.
We will see you next week.
You're listening to 90 Day Soulmate with the relationship engineers, Jim Golnick and Lizette Guevara, only on LA Talk Radio.